This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, September 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Congressional follies. USDA gives hand in search for workers and farm loan limits targeted. A stalled CR and a minibus in the ditch. House Republicans remain unable to agree on a continuing resolution to keep the government funded in October. However, GOP leaders are going to try again to move the fiscal 24 spending bill for USDA and FDA, along with some other FY24 measures. After a flurry of negotiations that ran into the evening last night, the House Rules Committee scheduled a meeting today to consider a set of four FY24 appropriation bills: agriculture, defense, state foreign operations, and homeland security. GOP leaders tried but failed to bring the agriculture bill to the House floor in July. Meanwhile, senators left town yesterday, still unable to get an agreement on bringing up a three-bill spending package that includes its version of the USDA FDA bill. That appropriations minibus has gone nowhere for 2 weeks. Back in the saddle, well, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy needs every GOP vote he can get to pass either a CR or the appropriation bills. He will get a welcome set of relief when Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma is back in the Capitol next Wednesday. Lucas, a former chairman of the House Ag Committee, has been convalescing in Oklahoma since he was injured by a stray bull on his ranch in August. USDA offers $65 million to address ag workforce challenges. Agriculture employers can now apply for $65 million in funding under a new Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection Pilot Program launched by USDA to address challenges in obtaining agricultural workers. Through a competitive grant program, the pilot offers recipients $25,000 to $2 million to help defray the cost of getting workers into the United States and improving work conditions when they arrive. Ahead of the announcement, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack told AgriPulse the pilot program offers ways for agricultural employers to creatively look for ways to attract and transport future workers with a special focus on Central America. The grant windows is 24 months, allowing employers to use the grant over the course of two production seasons. We're going to learn from this, and we're going to see what works and what doesn't work, Vilsack said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bozeman, we need input on IRA funding. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, says he'll insist on getting input from colleagues and farm groups before bringing Inflation Reduction Act funding into the farm bill. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack are insisting lawmakers ensure that the IRA funding for conservation programs continues to be restricted to climate-related farming practices. Bozeman would like to ease those restrictions. I just feel very strongly that whatever we do in the farm bill, we have input from everyone, Bozeman says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. It'll be available today at agripulse.com. Boost in farm loan caps proposed. Farm bill proposals are being introduced in the House and the Senate to sharply raise limits on USDA farm loans. Under the House bill, the limit on guaranteed operating loans would rise from $2.04 million to $3 million and from $2.4 million to $3.5 million for guaranteed ownership loans. The new limits under the Senate bill would be lower at $2.6 million for guaranteed operating loans and $3 million for guaranteed ownership loans. The cap on direct operating loans under both bills would go from $400,000 to $750,000. The limit on direct ownership of loans would rise from $600,000 to $850,000. The cap on microloans would rise from $50,000 to $100,000. FSA's current loan limitations have failed to keep up with the rising land and input costs that have created a highly leveraged financial environment in farm country, said Representative Brad Finstead, a Minnesota Republican who's introducing the House bill with Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota. Senators John Hoban of North Dakota and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota are leading the Senate version of the language. By the way, the Farm Service Agency would be required to issue rules allowing distressed borrowers to refinance guaranteed loans into direct loans. Federal government to assess social cost of greenhouse gas in purchasing. White House is ordering federal agencies to consider the social cost of greenhouse gas emissions in procurement and budget development. Agencies should consider procurement of large, durable, energy-consuming products and systems that could serve as pilots for incorporating the SCGHG, which the White House calls a well-established metric for the known damages that greenhouse gas emissions cause across society. The U.S. government is the biggest purchaser in the world, spending more than $630 billion a year on goods and services. Integrating the social cost of carbon into procurement can help the federal government reduce emissions and save taxpayer dollars, the White House says. Now, on the other hand, Senate Environment and Public Works Committee ranking member Shirley Moore Capito of West Virginia called the SCGHG metric flawed. The problem is the math doesn't add up, and in fact, it doesn't exist, she said. Idalia cost Florida agriculture between $78.7 million and $370.9 million, according to early estimates. University of Florida economists estimate Hurricane Idalia caused between $79 million and $371 million in damages to the state's crops and livestock. That's according to a preliminary report. The storm caused between $31 and $123 million in damages to livestock operations, partially due to power outages, which caused dairy producers to dump stored milk and damaged fences and sheds. Field and row crops are believed to experience between $31 million and $94 million in damages, while greenhouse nursery operations saw between $5 million and $69 million in damages. Take note, the economist said widespread losses of citrus crops have not been reported, though low-level losses from citrus acreage in the storm's path may add up to $21.9 million. USTR presses Mexico on steel and aluminum trade. The Biden administration is concerned about surging Mexican steel and aluminum exports to the U.S., a threat to the deal the two countries have that averts U.S. tariffs and potential Mexican retaliation. That was one of the messages delivered by Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Jamie White this week to Mexican Undersecretary of Economy for Foreign Trade Alejandro Encinas. The Trump administration levied Section 232 tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, both from Mexico and Canada, in 2019, but then lifted them as the three countries made progress in renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, subsequently now called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. The trade deal resulted in other deals to boost U.S. dairy and poultry exports to Canada, as well as updated sanitary and phytosanitary agreements between the three countries. But the primary goal of the U.S. ag sector was a continuation of the status quo of virtually zero tariffs that was held under NAFTA. Well, here's today's He Said It. All of us are incredibly grateful for our rice farmers who play such a critical role in the fight against hunger. That Arkansas Food Bank CEO Brian Burton, 10 rice mills throughout Arkansas are pledging to donate 240,000 pounds of the grain to food banks across the state. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, September 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.